Jesus taught us that we become children of God by faith. He assures us that God is our Heavenly Father. He taught us to pray to God with the spirit of a child. He assured us that God hears our prayer in the spirit of a father. God is called by many titles in the Holy Bible. Some refer to His person. He is Lord, God, the Almighty. Other titles refer to His work. He is Creator, Judge, Governor, Preserver. But the most precious title by which God is called is Father. In the model prayer, Jesus taught us to address the sovereign God of the universe as our Father, which art in heaven. Men have said that the fatherhood of God is a concept created by man and projected to God. Quite the contrary, the Bible says that our human concept of fatherhood is a reflection of the reality of the divine fatherhood of God. Men have perverted the concept of fatherhood by their sins. Martin Luther had such a brutal father, for instance, that he had great difficulty calling God Father, even in prayer. But what man has perverted, God has sanctified. This is why Jesus taught us to pray, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Both Old and New Testaments of the Holy Bible make it quite clear that God has revealed himself to be a father to mankind. Psalm 68 verse 5 testifies, A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. Isaiah 64 8 reads, But now, O Lord, thou art our father. We are the clay and thou art our potter. We're all the work of thy hand. The New Testament joins in this testimony. God has promised, I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. The distinction seems to be that the Old Testament puts a primary emphasis on God as the father of the chosen nation, while the New Testament relates divine fatherhood to individual people. You have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. If children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Who is a child of God today? Who has the right to call God Father? The answer is given in Galatians 4, verses 4 through 6. When the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. It is evident that the ones who are God's children, who have the right to call God Father, are those who share in the redemption provided in Jesus Christ. God is your Father if you trust Jesus as your Savior. God is the Father of all from the standpoint of creation, but He is the personal Father of believers because of the new creation, salvation in Christ. Galatians 3:26 reads, For you're all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. But what if one does not have faith in Christ? Then he is not God's child. Look again at John 1:12. As many as received him, that is, those who received Jesus Christ as their own personal Savior, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. How do you become a child of God? By receiving Jesus Christ. In response to faith, the Holy Spirit causes one to be born into the family of God. Born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of man, but of God. This is why Jesus declared, Except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. When does one become a child of God? The very moment he receives Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. When the Bible speaks of God as our Father, it speaks in the present tense. We are the children of God. The Apostle John expresses it best when he writes, Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. Each believer is a child of God right now. He can know it assuredly from the testimony of the Scriptures to his mind and the witness of the Holy Spirit to his heart. Do you have such an assurance? You can if you're trusting Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. There are several blessed implications that follow upon the fact that God is our Father. Make a list of them and rejoice in the blessed privilege he provides. First, As our Father, God supplies our needs. Each earthly parent is concerned with providing the necessities of life to members of his family. God is no less concerned about his children. He invites us to ask, seek, and knock concerning our needs. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be open. In what spirit will he give when we ask? He will give in the spirit of a father. What man is there of you, whom, if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give the good things to them that ask him? God provides for us as a loving father provides for his children. Jesus admonishes us to be free from worry about food and raiment and shelter, for your heavenly Father knoweth you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That is just like our heavenly Father to provide in that way. Secondly, as our Father, God shares his estate with us. Just as an earthly child is an heir to the wealth of his earthly parents, so the children of God are heirs of their heavenly Father. If we are children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. What a wonder to be an heir to God's estate! But it is a double wonder to be a joint heir, that is to say, an equal heir with Jesus Christ. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. All of this, mind you, because God is our Father. Third, as our Father, we enter into a blessed unity of fellowship with God. There is no bond on earth which is more personal and intimate than family relationship. It is this truth expressed in Hebrews 2:11. For both he that sanctifieth, that is Jesus, and they who are sanctified, the believers in Jesus, are all of one, God the Father. For which cause he, Jesus, is not ashamed to call them, believers, brethren. I am a father. It delights my heart to hold one of my children on my knee and share their experiences with them. God is a much more perfect father than I, but oh, what a privilege of enjoying fellowship with him. He delights in our fellowship just as we delight in his. Fourth, as our Father, God creates unity among all believers. This is what we call Christian fellowship, a peace among the members of God's family. Of each believer it may be said, "Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. For ye are all the children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." Fifth, as our Father, God distinguishes between us and unbelieving men, just as we make a distinction between our children and those children which are not our own. He says to his own, "Ye are children of light and the children of the day." Therefore, we are to live in a manner becoming our family heritage, blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Yes, you are different from the world when you can truly say, "Our Father, which art in heaven." Jesus taught us that knowing God, we become children of God by faith. He assures us that God is our heavenly Father. He taught us to pray to God with the spirit of a child. He assured us that God hears our prayer in the spirit of a father. Do not come before God with pomp and splendor, nor with fear and trembling. Approach him in a spirit that says, "Father." Divine fatherhood is not merely a doctrine. It is a blessed and glorious truth. So make sure you are trusting Jesus as your own personal Savior, and then you will be able to pray, "Our Father," knowing that, "Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him."